So we hope everybody took the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara very seriously, and all the effort they put into Tisha B'Av, they put even more effort into giving tzedakah yesterday. Today's halacha is regarding every Gabbai tzedakah's dream. The person who wants to give too much. What is the halacha about somebody who's so extremely generous that he's giving more than really he's supposed to give? Chazal tell us a person should not give more than a fifth of his funds towards any mitzvah. There are certain exclusions which we'll talk about in a future date. But let's say even a person's not giving away a fifth. The bottom line is he's giving way more than expected, way more than he could really handle himself. He's really pushing himself and extending himself too much. Now, halacha is, if he does that on his own, the Gabbai may accept the money that he's giving. However, we do find in the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar bar Birta, he used to give away everything that he had on hand. Whatever available assets, whatever liquid funds he had, whenever he would see a Gabbai tzedakah, he'd run up to him and say, "What are you collecting for today?" and give him everything he had, to the extent that the Gabbai would run away from him and try to avoid him. The Gemara relates a time where the Gaboyim spotted him and they started running away. He caught them. He said, "What are you collecting for today?" He said, "We're collecting for a Yasim, an orphan who's marrying an orphan girl." And he went and he took all of the money that he set aside for his own daughter's wedding and gave it to the Gabbai. So you're allowed to accept from such a person. However, to push such a person, to pressure such a person, to take advantage of such a person, or even if, let's say, somebody's not so wealthy, but you know that if you're a Gabbai or if you're raising funds for something, the person is going to extend himself beyond his means. Or the person, out of shame, is going to feel pressured to give more than he could really handle. The halacha is, in such a Gabbai, he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. He's going to be punished in Shemayim for going to such a person and putting him under such pressure. The halacha does state that every person should try to push themselves to the extent that they're capable. Also, besides the actual monetary value of any item that you have or the actual funds that you're giving away, there's also a halacha that a person should give the best that he has towards Hashem. Whether he's giving to a shul, he should make the shul even more beautiful than his own home. If his home has formica countertops, he should make the shul's countertops granite. If his own home has certain quality books, let's say for his own home he'll have paperback sidurim, for the shul he should try to donate enough money to give to solid, hardcover books and svarim. A person should always, for the sake of Hashem, make chelev from the fattest of his goods he should give to Hashem. We learned this from Hevel. Cain gave from the worst of his goods. Hevel tried to give from the best of his goods to Hashem. So this halacha extends itself to money, but also to items. If a poor person comes to the house and he's hungry, well, you could give him the beaten up apple. You could give him the leftover, not so good, milk or coffee or whatever it might be. The halacha is, giving to tzedakah is like giving to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when you give to a poor person, and even whether it's used clothing, give him the best. Maybe don't give him used clothing. Give him the clothing that you have, the new clothing you just bought for your kids, and replace them with new clothing for your children. Don't try to get away with the bare minimum just because, the person's poor, he'll appreciate whatever I give him. Try to always give the best.